Okay, we're continuing Perek Lamed Beis 32 in Igeres HaKodesh, page 304. We're four lines from the bottom of the page, and the numbering system is the numbering system that runs at the top of the page if you have an English translation.
Right.
So we're talking about the importance of giving charity, and how when a person gives charity the merit for this stands forever, and will even have an effect here, as we were talking before about this manat here, about the time of the resurrection, because that's when there will be a revelation of the achievements that we've achieved during this lifetime, which we can't see. And the analogy, as we mentioned many times, is as of planting a seed. Mm. When you plant the seed, you don't see anything. Not for a while anyway. Depending on the kind of plant that it is, you'll see the growth either earlier or later. Some things obviously grow in a few days, some things in a few weeks, some things in a few months, and some things in a few years. Mm. I read of some kind of cactus plant in the desert that only flowers once every 70 years. It's the most amazing thing. So there's variations in this thing. So the efforts that we put in to mitzvahs generally, and in particular the mitzvah of tzedakah, charity, in this world is like an investment where you don't see the return straight away. But in the future, when Mashiach comes and there'll be a revival of the dead, then we'll see the flowering of all the things that we did. So we're going from the fourth line from the bottom. Va'gufa kli la'ira yispara. Himidas ha'chesed unedivas ha'lev. And the body or vessel that can contain God's light. In other words, God is going to shine very brightly in the future in a way that we might not be able to take it. It's too bright. So what is it that enables us to channel it and be able to take the power of God's light? It's through the attribute of kindness and generosity, litain, to give, ulashpia, and to bestow chayas, life, leman deleslev, to the person that hasn't got. If we are generous with our time, with our money, with our efforts, with our abilities, with our seichel, whatever we've got that another person doesn't have, and we use that to better their situation, that is an act of chesed, of kindness, which is of great, tremendous effect and importance. K'mesh kasa b'tikunim, as it writes in the Zohar, v'kama gufin tikinas lon, that you, God, have made a number of bodies. And the body here means the keli, the vessel, the container. V'eskriu b'sikuna da chesed ra yamina. And these are called sort of structure that you've created, that God's created, chesed deroya yamina. The chesed, kindness, is the right hand or the right arm. Gevura deroya smala, and severity is the left. So in Jewish teachings, based on the Zohar, the right side is deemed to be the giving side. That's the right
wash,
gives.
Wash the hand on the right side first, the parent.
Right, well, we stress or prioritize the right in many things, except for when we're tying something, when we prioritize the left, to remind us about the tefillin, which we put on the left and we tie. But generally, the right is deemed to be the idea of the giving hand, and the left is the taking or the severity, the restriction hand. V'chol aguf nichlal b'yamin, and the whole vessel or body is included on the right side. V'kach omer ha'poet l'rusha tzedakah, and so the poet, the one who made up the poem, we actually say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Levusha Tzedakah Mateu Kino Nepach Makam Sisu Yosha. It's said in Shachris of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's only a very short poem. It's only got four words on each line. So the expression is levushai tzedakah. God's garment is charity, which means giving. So his whole levush, that means a whole garment, which implies the whole body is enveloped by this. It's such a fundamental. And we say it also in Pirkei Avos that the three pillars on which the world depends.
Yes.
You're right. On
prayer, tzedakah.
Yeah.
And
Torah, tefillah, and tzedakah. That rabbis say that charitable works are not paid only according to the kindness which is expressed in it. That is a reference to the quality of the way we give our charity. The Rambam Maimonides reckons out in Hilchos Maaseros about the eight levels of giving charity. And he talks there about the way the charity is given. So that's the quality of the way it's given. So let's say someone comes to the door and you don't even deign to look at him and you hear him out and you just give him summarily give him a token amount of money, and you look at him with a dour face, and then you shut the door, right, with your dour face, or dour, as I think some people pronounce it, and how's the guy going to feel? Okay, you may have even given him a decent amount of money, but he feels very downtrodden, and the quality of the giving wasn't up to much. And the Rambam even goes so far as to say that someone can destroy the mitzvah they've just done by giving it in a very negative way, making the first person feel very, very, very bad. Whereas, he says, that it could be that you could welcome the guy in, and you hear his story, and you sympathize with what he's got to say, and you say, look, I'm awfully sorry, I really feel very bad that you're in this situation, and I wish I could do more. Unfortunately, you know, I'm also don't have too much spare, so here's £3, it's as much as I can manage at the moment, but please accept this as if I've given you a lot more. The guy feels like $1 million. You know, you built him up, you sympathize with his cause, he feels good when he goes out of the door. Whereas if you treat him as this, unfortunately, is a tendency when they come one after another.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard to maintain that bonhomie, that the good mood.
Especially,
but this is one of the things we're tested on.
Poor inside, especially poor inside.
Yeah. We can change the effect of the reward. Not that we're doing things for reward, but the fact is, the reward is a measure of the quality of how we're doing things. And we can turn it over from one to the other. You could give quite a decent amount of money with looking at the ground and not relating to this person at all, and get that level of mitzvah. And you can give £1 with an enthusiasm and with a kindness and a smile and build a guy up and that he feels good enough to go and knock next door as well. And that's a big mitzvah. So it's lefi chesed shabbat. The mitzvah of giving, it depends on the kindness that's given with it. Shenei mezar lochem letzedakah. So for yourselves charity, kitzru lefi chesed. But you will reap according to the kindness. Because the reaping is the revelation of the planting that was hidden in the ground. The farmer plants, and then nothing is seen for a while, and then you get the sprouting, and then at the end of the summer, then he goes through with the side. Oh, now we can see what the produce. When you see that you've turned in, 100 tons of corn, oh, that was a good year. Only when you've cut it and weighed it do you see the result of the planting originally. So that is kitzur lefi chesed, you will reap, meaning get the reward according to the amount of kindness you put into it. So this is with the charity and the kindness that Jews do in the time of exile. It is hidden and concealed until the time of the revival of the dead. Yislabesh v'yor or in Sof Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh gashmi. For then the infinite light of God, blessed be He, that's been generated by these mitzvahs, will then become revealed in this physical world. And then we will see how He and His vessels are one, which means the light that shines in the vessels and the vessels themselves. This is a reference to the sfirot, to the attributes, the divine attributes, each of which is made up of light, of something like flowing, and then there's the vessel that contains it. The analogy is very simple. It's using a water flowing in a pipe. You know, for the water to flow, you need a pipe to channel the water. And many other parables can be used for this idea, that these sfirot need channels as well as the thing itself, which is the godly light. So then we will see the revelation and how the channels and the light are all one. Hein bechinas hakelim des sfirot ha'atzilos, which refers to the highest of the four spiritual worlds, and therein the ten attributes. V'choshkem v'kal v'choma arein sof baruch hu ha'sevir kol almin olam. Also, we will see it with the light of God that surrounds all the worlds, that transcends, in other words, all the worlds, are so powerful that it cannot be in any way intuited in now, much higher than the world of Atzilus. And that's why the question that was posed last week is why Tzedakah is in the feminine, it's in the feminine gender, that the righteousness will stand omedes, which is female standing forever. Why? Because as we explained last week, femaleness is the idea of receiving. Maleness is the idea of giving. So that we will receive tremendous light from God as a result of what we've done. Saiviv kol almin, even from the light of God which surrounds all the worlds, that's the transcendent light. And even that light will find expression in this physical world, although it can't do now, but it will do then in the world after the revival of the dead, the resurrection. But there's another pasuk which says tzedek, which is the masculine, because tzedakah is feminine and tzedek is masculine. So what does this mean? Tzedek lefon of Yahalek is the masculine. So where does that fit in? Hu loshen zocher, that's masculine. He midas hachesed amisoreus b'leiv ha'odam mehatzmai. This is the kindness that's awoken in the person's heart himself. Aidei soreus avos Hashem b'kriyishma, through an awakening of a love of God when he says the Shema, u'ladov kabai, and he wants to cleave to God, v'limsa nafsho be'echad, and to give over his soul to God when he says the word echad, u'v'chol ma'aydcha, and he wants to give over himself to God, it says, love God with all your might. So he wants to do that, he wants to give himself over to God, kipshuta, literally, and that is his self-generated. And with this awakening from below, that the person wants to reach out towards God, there is a reflection like water reflects the face. So the supernal face of God, the heart of God, they call the Adam Ha'elyon, God is called the Adam Ha'elyon, the higher man, will turn towards the man below with a shining face. There'll be an awakening from above. He who This is the drawing down of the infinite light of God, the one that transcends this world, because it's too powerful to be expressed in this world as the world is today. But it then, after the revival of the dead, it will be able to be revealed in this world. It will be revealed in the time of the resurrection, as I explained in the letter that I sent you last year at length. This is the Alter Rebbe referring to a previous letter that he wrote on this subject. And that's what it says, that tzedek, righteousness, charity, will walk before him. It will draw down the supernal face of God and all the Hamshachas, all drawing, all the godly light that will be drawn down from Atzilus and higher, the highest of the four worlds, Adonai Messiah, down into this practical physical world. Ukeis eis lekatzer, and then it's the time of reaping. V'chol tuv mehem lo yibotzer, and nothing will be lacking from all the good which God has got stored up for us. Heitiva Hashem la'tovim, God has done good with the good ones. V'la yisharim b'libosam, and those who are right, straight in their hearts. Kenefesh tidrashenu, like the soul seeks, or he seeks it, or like the soul seeks. So this is a quote, that's a pasuk actually. Heitiva Hashem la'tovim, like Hashem b'libosam, kenefesh tidrashenu. It means that God will bestow upon us a tremendous bounty of godly light that will make life then seem like we've awoken compared to the way life is now. Because we really are blundering in a fog of sleep today. In exile, where there's a double sleep. One is the sleep before Mashiach comes, and one is the sleep of exile. It says, Ani Yishena V'Libier. The Jewish people say about exile, I'm asleep, but my heart is awake. Our hearts are open to God in heaven, but unfortunately we don't know really what's going on. We're just doing the best we can. We're told to daven, learn, keep mitzvahs, go to shul, keep Shabbos, kashrus. We're doing it. But the insights that we'll get when Mashiach comes, we don't have. We don't fully understand the effect of the mitzvahs that we do. We don't even understand the mitzvahs themselves. The rationale, if there is one, and for sure if there isn't one available to us, we don't fathom it.
No.
And therefore, we're kind of walking around, we're sleepwalking. So this is the analogy that he's using, and when Mashiach comes and there's a revival of the dead, we're awake, and then we will say, Oz Yimale Sechai Pinu, and we'll say, and then we'll be full of laughter, full of joy, and we'll look back on life as it is now and say, yeah, we were dreaming, we were asleep.
Remember this life?
Yeah, why not?
It says we will be able to recall it.
It says, that means we'll look back on this life and say, we realize
so it says we'll be able to
Something we'll remember.